Yeah, the sentence issued today against Stephen Davidson, I would hope, will act as a deterrent against any future offences, and will serve as a warning for any other offenders that these types of offences within Edinburgh or anywhere else in Scotland will not be tolerated. I also hope that today's sentence brings closure for both the victim and her family, and gives the wider community of Edinburgh a degree of reassurance that both the police and the Crown Office will do everything in their power to bring these offenders to justice and deem what's appropriate.
I mean, this is one that was very much in the minds of the public, given the nature of the crime there in the Meadows.
Well, the locus of this offence and the time and the nature of the offence, it was in such a public area used by dog walkers and students and people coming to and from work. It really struck a chord with the local community of Edinburgh, and I would like to thank them for their ongoing support and assistance that they gave to the inquiry team, dozens of phone calls and suggestions, and also through CCTV inquiries, through local businesses and shops, etc., and through the eFit, and obviously the door-to-door in the local community, which brought forward some really crucial witnesses in terms of convicting Stephen Davidson.
I mean, we know how crucial as well the victim's testimony and cooperation was.
Yeah, I mean, our victim in this instance is an extremely brave and courageous young lady who has been really consistent in the approach that she's taken with the police. She's never deviated from day one, and she's gone through the entire process. And I would like to pay tribute to her courage and her bravery, and obviously she's working with partner agencies now. She's determined that she will not let the circumstances of that incident beat her, and she'll carry on with her day-to-day life.
I mean, how is she bearing up, and do you think that today's actions will perhaps allow her to move on in some way?
Well, I hope today's sentence does bring some closure for our victim. She continues to receive specialist assistance for the trauma that she that she suffered since this incident. But as I say, she's an extremely brave and courageous young lady who wants to continue with her day-to-day life and is doing so.
I mean, what did you know about Stephen before this particular crime?
Well, the accused was known to us, but not for offences of this nature. So, again, the nature of the incident, the stranger incident, the nature of the attack makes Stephen Davidson an extremely dangerous predator. So I'm absolutely delighted that he has received this custodial sentence today and will not pose a danger to the wider public for some considerable time.
You mentioned him being a danger. I mean, what other kind of aspects of his character did you come across during this investigation?
Well, at no time has Mr. Davidson ever admitted the offence, even up until today, and the nature of the offence, the manner in which it was conducted, and the actual type of the offence as well makes him a danger to the wider public. And as I say, I'm absolutely delighted that that risk has been removed from the wider public.
I mean, this offence is quite unusual in terms of when you're dealing with, you know, domestic cases and rapes at large. They're not often random attacks like this. You know, what kind of assurances, I suppose, are you giving to the people that live in that locale that this was perhaps a kind of a one-off and a very kind of horrendous case?
Well, thankfully, instances of stranger rape are still relatively rare. And at the time of the offence, there was a range of additional patrols, a range of work done with partner agencies, leaflets, work done with students, safety advice given both on the website and at various local groups, etc. And the safety advice remains as it always is: be careful, tell your friends where you're going, stick to routes that are well lit, take public transport if possible, arrange times and visits, etc. So that safety advice remains as it always is. But as I say, thankfully, these types of incidents are relatively rare. However, when they do happen, you can guarantee that the response of Police Scotland will be as it was in this case. There'll be a full investigation. We will use specialist support agencies in terms of securing the best evidence that we possibly can for the victim. And we will conduct a painstaking inquiry, as we did and as was commented on by the Crown Office in this case, to ensure that no stone's left unturned to bring people like Stephen Davidson to justice.